Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virgil. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Virgil steals second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Bob Pretty now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bacabella bunts towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peterson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Peterson steals second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peterson moves to third. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport misplays the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier strikes out. One out. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Haller moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ellsworth strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to third. Mays moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. Mays tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stewart. Haller reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haller scores. It's 6-4, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil moves to third. Don Lee now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie McCovey now playing first base. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Don Lee. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Jimmy Stewart. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.